to Haldeman.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, sir.
The point that I'd like for you to raise at the your meeting with Ehrlichman and Schultz and those people in the morning, and I think you should get Colson in on it too on this one, invite him in, is really the advisability of our deliberately trying to move the focus of attention from the Vietnam thing to the budget at this point and the divisive thing, which of course was quite apparent in the cabinet meeting today. Now it's a very close call, but it's a one that we've got to know what the hell we're doing. And you see what's really involved here is this, that I know this battle is going to come up and we've got to fight it. The question is whether we fight it now or whether we send the damn thing up and then have to fight it later. But if we move now, we are giving our opponents a chance to get off of an issue they'd much rather not talk about. You understand?
Yeah.
They don't want to talk about this. They'd much rather not be talking about Vietnam because they're on the defensive, and get on an issue which they'd much rather talk about. In other words, the whole issue of how we're withholding funds from the school milk and all the rest. And that's the thing that John and George Schultz may not have thought through. That's, you see what I mean? That's the basic thing I'm concerned about. In a curious way, Brennan raised this at the cabinet meeting today. He didn't raise it in this context. He didn't know what we were thinking, but he said I've just been talking to some of my folks today, and he said you know, these your opponents, they're just flabbergasted by what happened in Vietnam, and now they're moving to the domestic front.
Yeah.
And he said we must not fight them on that battle field. He said, or at least if we fight them, we got to be on the offensive. For the right. He agreed with that.
Right.
He said we'd be on the offensive. But the point is, should we play that game by moving the subject totally away? In other words, when the president moves to the subject, that's the issue, and you move away from the other one. You see the point?
Yep. Okay.
You've already discussed it with them, I guess, and they've all...
Not in that, not clearly in that context, no. And I think it's worth, you know, reopening
now,
on that basis.
With that, I'd like, in this instance, so you get a little more balanced view, have Colson there so he can present his view, you see, because he feels strongly about this.
Yep.
He represents the Brennan view. Or is it not proper to have him there?
Oh, sure.
Have him, have Schultz, and have Ehrlichman and yourself, and hack it around a bit.
Yep.